From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel. And in Libya today, the country's ragtag army of rebels came under withering pressure from Muammar Gaddafi's advancing forces. At the same time, Western efforts to find consensus on how to stop the dictator failed again. Anti-government rebels appear to have lost control of a key eastern city, the last stop before the rebel headquarters of Benghazi. Also today, the last rebel-controlled area in the west of the country, Misrata, again came under government assault. The fighting and rebels' fading chances have prompted more Libyans to flee toward the Egyptian border, where NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
At the Suloum border crossing from Libya to Egypt, 18-year-old Asma sits crammed inside a white van with several siblings, her mother and an aunt. Her father and an uncle are up front. Gaddafi's forces now control the access points to the strategically important city of Ajdabiya after heavy shelling there yesterday. There's now little to stop him from moving his better-equipped and better-armed troops north to attack rebels in their stronghold of Benghazi. Asma and her family left that city as Gaddafi's air force struck the airport.
We left Benghazi at 6 a.m. today. The situation is turning against us. He's got so much power. No one is doing anything about it.
Just 2 weeks ago, the anti-Gaddafi forces were flush with optimism that their revolt, inspired by their neighbors, would lead to real change and topple their leaders as the uprisings in Tunisia and Egypt had. But hope is fast fading as Colonel Gaddafi continues to reassert control with brutal force against his own people. It increasingly looks like a no-fly zone or other Western military support may not come. Asma says that's one reason her family decided to flee this morning. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who's traveling in the region, today said many different actions are being considered. Asma says the Obama administration's mantra that no option is off the table is now seen by many Libyans as a cruel joke. They want action, not more words.
No-fly zone. Anything. Just don't stand there and watch us die. Like, you're gonna take his money and, like, his account banks. So, he's not gonna stop. He's on the way to Benghazi.
A Libyan-American doctor in the besieged city of Ajdabiya today told NPR that President Obama is, quote, missing a golden opportunity to intervene for the right reasons and build bridges to the Muslim world. A Gaddafi victory and the Saudi-backed crushing of the uprising in Bahrain, the doctor noted, would signal major setbacks for the reformist Arab Spring sweeping the region.
As we need urgently this... Right.
As Gaddafi presses his offensive, the UN Refugee Agency and relief groups here today say the number of Libyans fleeing into Egypt is growing. Donnell Riley with Catholic Relief Services is helping organize aid at the border crossing.
Yesterday there was about 1,200 Libyans passed through, the day before 1,000, the day before 800, 600. So there's been a steady increase of Libyans moving through, and we're noticing a lot of Libyan families moving in, cars packed with possessions moving in. They're worried that Benghazi may actually get cut off and there will be no possibility of exiting them.
Meantime, the lone rebel stronghold in the western part of Libya, Misrata, came under renewed artillery and tank fire today from loyalists. Abdul Basit Aissa was wounded and is now outside Libya. Reached by phone, he says he talked with rebel fighters who are again pushing back hard in Misrata.
There's a big fight now, and they cut the water. There's no water, and there is no electric power in Misrata. I'm sure, inshallah, it will do a lot, and we'll control the area again, inshallah.
The aid group Doctors Without Borders today pulled its staff out of Libya to Egypt out of security concerns. And the New York Times today says four of its journalists disappeared yesterday while reporting on the fighting in Ajdabiya. Executive editor Bill Keller said their families and colleagues at the Times are anxiously seeking information about their situation and praying that they're safe. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Saloum on the Egypt-Libya border.